Koi Nation face resistance to a planned casino in California. The Koi Nation, a small tribe in North California, has announced it is proceeding with its plans to create and open a $600 million casino resort in the state, aimed at generating long-term security and revenues for its community. However, the Koi tribe says they are facing considerable opposition to these proposals. Under the legal framework in the U.S. which is trying to restore the land to certain communities, the Koi Nation states they are permitted to purchase land which can then be placed into trust. This action would then allow the small tribe to create a casino resort. The Koi Nation has partnered with the Chickasaw Nation of Oklahoma and purchased a 68-acre plot of land in Sonoma County for $12.3 million nearly 3 years ago. Details of the proposed Shiloh Resort and Casino project are to include a 2,500 slot machine casino. The facilities would include a 400-room spa hotel and swimming pool. Quote, the money generated would allow tribal members a better life in one of the country's most expensive regions, including educational opportunities for young tribe members. Dino Beltran, vice chairman of the Koi Nation's Tribal Council. Koi Nation upset by casino project opposition. Leaders of the Koi Nation have expressed their concern and disappointment that other native tribes and politicians in the state are opposed to the proposed casino project, and say they are surprised that other similar marginalized groups are trying to prevent the Koi Nation's self-determination. Governor Newsom and his office are opposed to the project and say they believe the tribe is not from that area of California and therefore have no connection with Sonoma County. They recently sent a letter of opposition to regulators expressing these concerns. Greg Saris, who represents the largest group of tribes in the state, a coalition of the Coast Miwok and Southern Pomo people, has been critical of the planned casino project outlined by the leaders of the Koi Nation. Quote, it has taken us years to be on the same playing field as every other tribe in the United States, and now the same tribes that have established themselves are against us. It's a very sad thing. Dino Beltran, vice chairman of the Koi Nation's Tribal Council.